Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Here, Bird Show.
Can you train a dude that's not talented in bed to be good in bed? Because Brittany here on The Voice Disguiser is dating a guy she's all excited about, except in this area, he's just below average. Mm. Hey, Brittany.
Hi there.
How are you?
Well, I'm well.
Disappointed.
Did I get all that right? Like, you're excited about this dude, but he's just not measuring up?
Well, yeah, he's perfect in just about every other way, except when it comes to kissing and sex. And I figure he's 45. If he doesn't know he's bad by now, is he even trainable?
404-741-Q100.
How long have you guys been together?
Only about a month and a half.
Okay. Was he in a relationship right before yours?
Pardon?
Was he in a relationship with someone else right before yours?
I don't think so. I think he's dated a couple times, but I think the only relationship he was in prior to us is his ex-wife.
I'm wondering if the age is a major factor here. Here, this dude's 45 years old. I mean, you're not talking about a guy that's 24 and hasn't been with a bunch of women. You're talking about a 45-year-old guy, pretty set in his ways.
Well, he might not have been with a lot of women. Was he with a lot of women before he was married?
No, it sounds like he got married, I think he was about 22 or 23 when he got married.
Yeah,
so pretty limited experience, and it was all with one woman, basically.
Because I have always been the believer that I think there is a legitimate attempt to train, as we say, is valid. Because I believe that people get so routine, if they're in a relationship with somebody, you do what you do to please each other. But everybody's different. And so I think, especially in the beginning of a relationship, if it's bad, I do think that it's worth a conversation. Because I think that whatever he may be doing that's not satisfying you may have satisfied his ex-wife. And he thinks that's going to satisfy everybody.
So how do you tell a dude that? Like, how do you approach that conversation?
Yeah, exactly.
Either we're going to break up or you're going to try something different.
Oof. Ooh, that's pretty brutal.
How did you take that when Jessica said that to you?
Ooh.
Is that hard?
Yeah, a little bit.
Because you're gonna break up if you don't have the conversation.
But that conversation might, like, he might then initiate the breakup, because that's a humbling thing to recover from.
It's like an ego blow.
How do you know, when women are talking about their body image, that dudes can't possibly understand the struggle you have every day? I don't think in a woman's mind you can understand how much of our ego is wrapped up in this one topic.
I can't, because I deal with women, and
how do you tell a guy?
Here's my question. Have you guys, like, when you're in those moments, have you ever, like, kind of like quietly, like nicely, sort of like coached?
Yes, especially when it came to the kissing. And it's so funny, the segment you had on about the kissing. Mm-hmm. It was the whole hard tongue rammed in as far as possible, licking my face. It was awful.
And you're still with him.
He's
a border collie.
You know,
Is it accurate to say that if you're a guy, a woman will show you what she likes if you allow her to show you what she likes?
I think some women that are confident enough in what they want would be able to do that. But sometimes women don't know and men don't know, and then it's a mess. But if you know, I think you can do some gentle coaching. Like, I don't know. I mean, I think you can sit in front of him when you're kissing and be like, let's try this. Like, what do you think about if you do this or do that differently or whatever? But not be, like, demanding or bossy about it. Be kind of, like, sweet about it. And, like, if you're, like, sitting there kissing him in between coaching, kissing him, I mean, he's going to want to still be there.
Now, I will tell you what not to do. This is based on an email we got a couple of weeks ago. Remember that one woman was saying that, was it her husband that wasn't real good in bed? So she went out and she got a bunch of adult films. And he got all, like, addicted to him and stuff, and he started doing the raunchiest things to her that he saw in the adult films, like yeah. really nasty no, things.
He got the advanced tapes, though. Maybe start at the beginner level.
Here's Kim. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Yes, hi. My ex-husband, he wasn't very good in that department, mm-hmm. and I just coached him along, and he thanks me to this day that he and his wife that he's married to now, he said, thank you for teaching me, because I had no clue.
Okay, so how did you approach that initial conversation with him?
Well, more or less, I just started trying different things with him. I'd say, honey, you know, let's try this, or let's try to do a little bit of this, and would you mind going here? And little by little, it just started developing. And then we did watch some adult movies, but they weren't the raunchy ones. It was more like the Playboy ones where they're more soft.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it really helped, and his wife thanks me to this day.
Oh, that's
so, Brittany, are you in an advanced part of your relationship with this guy where you guys can watch some of the, like, late-night Cinemax stuff where you see something but you don't see something?
Cinemax, dude.
They've only been dating for 6 weeks.
She's ready to bail.
I think you gotta gently talk to him about it first. I mean, can't you, like, guide his hand where you want it to go? Talk about...
I did that, actually.
Speed, repetition, pressure.
You're clueless.
So you have tried to coach him.
He's going to lose it.
Yes. I have.
I mean, he's going to lose
and he's
the sure
and he's
thing.
Not responding.
Not responding at all.
Hey, Mia, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Hi, I was just calling because I wanted to chime in to say, to tell her to run. I've been in a similar situation, and the first time that guy makes her angry, pisses her off, the first thing she wants to do is to go out and get something that's good. So, you know, the guy that I dated was actually divorced, and after dating him for 3 months, I understand why he was divorced. His wife went after something that was a lot better, so save herself some time. The good personality is not worth it.
Hey, Brittany, let me ask you this. Let's be totally honest. Is the age a factor in this way, in that he's 45 now? I'm assuming you're in your 40s?
I am. I'll be 41 next week.
Are you sticking out with him more now because there are less guys available that are in your age range?
You know, it's interesting because I really don't put myself out there very much. So I've been divorced 4.5 years, and this is only the second person that I've been with. And my ex-husband and I were married 20 years, and like I said in the email, he was horrible in bed, and I didn't know it until I had the first lover after him. And
the first rebound?
I didn't know that lover. Sex could be that incredible.
So this guy that you're with now, is he better or worse than your ex-husband?
Oh, he's worse.
Oh,
no. Damn, honey.
Damn,
bye.
No, I think you need to go. Because you've tried to coach him. It's not working. And you've been putting up with that for many years. You
half
need to find
life.
Somebody good.
Make up for lost time.
Half your life you made love to a dude that sucked at it.
You need to get somebody who knows what they're doing.
Have you spent any time thinking about the fact that maybe you're bad?
Well, I would think that if it weren't for the fact that this other guy that I was with, we were like, it was freaking incredible for both of us all the time.
That's awesome.
So,
I'd call him back.
Yeah, where's he?
Yeah, where'd he go? What happened to him?
We're good friends. We're just really good friends, but he wants different things. I don't want to be married. He wants to be married. Mm. And I don't want to be married again. I would just like to, you know... Of course, he did just break up with his girlfriend, so maybe we could get together.
Hey. Oh, you will be! I guarantee you will be calling him within a month.
Yes. A little friends with benefits
this weekend.
Yeah, yeah. You got to ditch the guy who's not good. You've been dealing with not good for too long.
Here is Ashley, who has had some teaching experience. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, I had a comment for the caller that called in. I got the letter.
Yeah, you're on with her right now. Her name's Brittany.
Okay. Hey, Brittany.
Hi there.
Hey, well, my comment was, you know, if he's pretty much good in every other department, then you should, you know, stick it out and work with him, you know, because my baby father, he wasn't excellent. You know, he gave me the whole line before we even slept together. Well, I've been celibate for a year, so don't expect the best, but it didn't get better. So I just, you know, I think that you should just stick with them, you know, and work with them. You can teach them things.
But don't you think that your boyfriend, he up front was humble about it? Like, it opened up the conversation where you could say something to him. Because if he said, you know what, it's been a while, whatever, at least then there was room to teach. You know,
right.
I don't think that, what's her college name? I'm sorry,
Brittany.
Honey. Brittany doesn't sound like he you don't feel comfortable enough saying anything to him.
No, see, I don't think a guy should say that.
I can't think of a worse way to get into that.
I think maybe
here's my thinking on it. And you know, I'm 41 years old, and at this point in my life, I'm comfortable spending time with myself. And there's a lot of nice guys out there, but I need freaking satisfaction. I mean, I can go and have a conversation with the guy at the bookstore and be perfectly fine with that, but I'm not going to jump into bed with the guy at the bookstore. So I think I need a little bit more than just a really nice guy at this stage in my life, you know?
There's a guy in Nevada we know. It just cost you a couple of pennies, but he
Marcus.
Marcus.
Hey. And he's 25.
He's the prostitute.
Hey, Aaron. He's not really that good looking, and he's not really that well endowed, and he's only been with 3 women, but for $200, he'll show you the best mediocre time you've ever had for $200.
Hey, Aaron, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I listening to everyone. I think it was just Ashley just talking and Brittany responding to that also, but I was going to kind of say what the woman before, maybe it was Ashley that was saying it. You know, I was when I first started dating my boyfriend, he was horrible, horrible. It made me question if I even wanted to be with him. It made me, you know, but everything else was there. Every other aspect of the relationship was absolutely there. He treated me like a queen. Everything was perfect. I almost couldn't get over the sex part. And really what worked with me was just time. And I also do some coaching for my job. So at first I was like, well, maybe I should coach him. And then
that's awesome.
Well, you know, I was like what Bert said, sometimes you can't, take on a man's ego. So you got to be careful, like how you coach a man. So for me, it was just kind of finding out what he did good and wanting more of that.
You put together a PowerPoint.
It's Super Bowl weekend. You know what? Just put on a coach's uniform with a whistle or whatever and say, honey, we're going to role play this weekend. And that way you can be the coach and you tell him what to do and he thinks, oh, this is fun because we're role playing.
Hey, Zach, what's up?
Hey, Bert Show.
What's going on?
I just want to call in with the male response here.
Yeah. Okay.
I was a coachee once.
Okay.
But, you know, my fiance's a little hard to get her there. And I mean, if this guy is at all observant, then he's got to know he's not quite doing it. So, I mean, just have the conversation.
Well, that's what I was thinking. But some are calling in saying that some dudes just don't get the signals at all. Like, you got the signals. Some dudes are clueless.
Well, I mean, if he's not picking it up, then, you know, then maybe drop him. But I don't know. It's kind of insulting that all the guys here are like, hey, you can't really broach this. Guys are big babies.
Well, I think you can.
Well, let me ask him, how long were you guys dating before she felt comfortable enough to bring it up and start, quote-unquote, coaching you?
I don't know, a couple months maybe.
Okay.
And did she verbally tell you what to do, or she showed you what to do?
A little of both. I mean, there were conversations, and then there was, you know, here's what we're going to do, here's what we're going to try.
I think it's good for both people in the party to ask the question. Like, what do you like? Like, is this what you like? Do you like this? Do you like that? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like I said, yeah. I mean, I men must be different because, I mean, you know, at the beginning I said that I think that you can say, I mean, it's your body. You say what you want, you know, mm-hmm. and you should expect to be told the same thing. But, I mean, it seems like guys can't take it.
At the end of the day, if a woman asked a guy, am I good in bed? Or if a guy asked a woman, I should say, let's reverse that. Guy asks his girlfriend or wife, am I good in bed? Will she even be honest with him?
I think
if he's bad, would she say not really?
Depends how long you're together. In the beginning, probably no.
I don't think that's why. I think that's why she's on the phone with us asking the question because she's having a hard time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Talking to him about it. But I don't think it has to be that one general conversation. You're either good or you're bad. Like, how about like you can improve like here, there, or whatever. But I think it has to be sort of a coaching session inside of the moment, not at some conversation over dinner.
Let me just take one more here. Hey, Eric, good morning.
I don't know.
Hey, Bert, how are you this morning?
All right, how good. Are you?
I'm doing good. I actually have some advice for Brittany.
Okay.
Just get it yourself, girl.
What do you mean?
So, like, if she knows what she likes, throw him down and take it.
Take charge.
That's right.
Did he say throw him down and take it?
Yeah. Throw him down and take it.
Goes back to my coach's uniform. You know what? Or have a referee, like a real sexy referee outfit with the whistle this weekend. Say we're going to Super Bowl role play. I'm telling you.
Just sheer numbers here, though, Brittany. You've been half your life with a dude that was bad in bed. Oh, it is time.
She's like, I wasted my
20s. Yes.
I got to make up
all this time. That's what I'm saying. It's like, I paid my dues. I
want to
have some damn good sex now.
There you go.
Atta girl. Good for you. You're so cute.
All right, Brittany, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Get it. The Burt Show. Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.